This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
On the line with me today is Karen Sebastian. She is our physical therapy expert here this week for PT Talker. Hi, I'm Jeff Worrell, and you are listening to the place for PT expertise, business news, and ideas just for the world of rehab. Karen Sebastian, welcome to our show today.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be here.
I can't believe it. I'm talking to Hawaii. Karen Sebastian is joining us from Hawaii, where she is not a native, but she actually has lived there, I guess, a few years. Karen, how long have you been in Hawaii practicing?
For 2 years now.
2 years. Okay, so you are just getting into the swing out there, and you are working in the home health arena, but you're joining us today to talk to us about the Bladder Cure, which is a product that you've invented. So congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to start out by asking you, what first motivated you to, spend less time seeing patients than maybe what you might have otherwise done, and more time on trying to create a product that deals with urinary incontinence?
Well, I'm not sure that being motivated not to see patients was really a factor. It was more I was seeing patients and then saw a need for something. I felt the need to reach out to a little bit bigger population and reach out to that population that is said repeatedly to be sitting there not coming forward to their healthcare professionals. And so I really just took a hiatus in order to create the DVD, and then now I'm actually back to practicing and promoting my DVD at the same time. So, but the DVD is really focused on a way for people to get a first-line self-care treatment with good information, educational information, exercises, progressive exercises that they could do at home, good instruction, something they can try for themselves if they are still timid about going to their doctor or bringing it up in a healthcare setting. But I do sneak in a lot of, if you're having any problems, please get one-on-one therapy with your physical therapist, or please talk to your doctor. So I really have tried to incorporate the nudge of getting into the healthcare system with this, because a lot of people will benefit in mm-hmm. that way.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of back up here now just a minute. So you saw a need for patients. You were seeing patients in where you were practicing, and you were dealing with urinary incontinence, overactive bladder. And what need are you feeling? They were not getting accurate information, or you felt like you couldn't see them long enough in the system as a therapist? Or what niche are you feeling here?
Well, I'm certainly feeling the niche of those people who are seeking treatment on their own and not venturing into the healthcare system.
Okay. So so not seeing a urologist first who's then referring out to you, you're trying to hit that person who maybe knows they have a problem but doesn't understand it, or thinks that maybe they could do some exercises on their own?
Yeah, or is too afraid to
okay.
come forward.
Okay.
There are still some misconceptions surrounding incontinence, and one big misconception is that either drugs or surgery are the primary approach to treatment, which is definitely not true. Really, pelvic floor muscle exercise and behavior modification is the recommended first-line approach, but people think, oh, I'm going to have surgery, I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I'm really, that's what my website and that's what the information is trying to tell people, is try this. If this doesn't work for you, your next step is to get one-on-one therapy. So that's what I was referring to when I said I was sneaking in the information that, you know, is hopefully calming them and getting them into the idea of going with healthcare
mm-hmm.
as their mode of treatment.
Yeah. So would a physical therapist use your DVDs with a patient who maybe is unsure, or are you saying you're on, you know, patients are just going to be going directly to the bladdercure.com on their own?
Probably more patients would use it on their own, but certainly it could be an accompanying home program for physical therapists, or there's a whole educational section if someone wanted to show parts of this in their lobby, or you know how we break things up, that they could certainly use this as an educational tool for patients. But it was specifically formulated or developed for the home user and
okay.
the end user, the lay person, but there's a lot of really good educational information in there.
Okay. We're talking to Karen Sebastian, who is the creator of The Bladder Cure, which can be which is a set of DVDs that deal with urinary incontinence, and can be found at thebladdercure.com. Karen, what are some of the primary messages now that that you're teaching patients who might come across your DVDs?
Well, for the big message is that there is something that you can do, because that's another myth about incontinence that seems to prevail, and it's just amazing to me the amount of information that is out there that people can still think that there's nothing they can do. But so just getting people educated that there is something you can do, helping them to understand what it is in their lifestyle that they may be doing that could be exacerbating the problem, whether that's drinking too much caffeine, drinking too much alcohol, running to the bathroom at every little time they feel the need rather than kind of making themselves wait. And then also a big thing that I've put in that is different than other products on the market is relaxation. Relaxing the autonomic nervous system. When I put it in the video, it was kind of an extrapolation of research, but now there's actually a physician in Chicago who has done specific research on meditation and visualization and its effect on urinary incontinence and had really good results. So there is now an additional component to the physical treatment of behavior modification and exercise, and that is the slowing of the body system, which then slow the bladder and help with the spasms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another part of what I include in there. And then there are progressive exercises starting from gravity-assisted exercises, which makes it the easiest for the patient to actually locate and feel their pelvic floor, then progressing to gravity neutral, and then finally working in the most difficult position, which is the way we spend our day, and that is working against gravity, either in sitting or standing. So it takes the patient or the user through the whole progression so they can learn and grow and progress at a pace they're comfortable with.
Hmm. Now, the majority of our listeners are physical therapists. We have them all over the world, and want to say hello to everybody, especially those over in Australia that continue to email to me on a regular basis. Thank you for listening. But what? How can physical therapists utilize your information or learn more about your product? How can we relate this to our listeners? Well, and maybe it's an unfair question. But do you see physical therapists who might be able to refer patients to your website in order to help patients get more information or get more than what they could if they were to just go to, say, a physical therapist that wasn't, specializing in this area?
Definitely, and that's actually what kind of what I was thinking with this was that if somebody doesn't have urinary incontinence treatment in their practice,
yeah.
this could definitely be a tool that they could use to help that population get over the hump of, getting educated or getting started. And I did, because I'm a Pilates instructor, I did incorporate Pilates-based exercises which work on and helping with stabilizing the pelvic core,
mm-hmm.
and getting multiple muscles involved to actually help with the pelvic floor strengthening. So that part of the education, too, is telling the patient how to tap into and use the muscles in combination, which can sometimes be kind of confusing
mm-hmm.
for someone if there's not a one-on-one therapy situation where the patient is being monitored at all times. So that's why there's a very stepwise process that takes the patient through the learning process with this. And patients could definitely benefit,
okay.
even if they're not in a setting where there's treatment available for them.
Okay. So, and I'm sure there's more information available at your website if a physical therapist wanted to check it out.
Oh, yes. There is a lot of educational information, and I do have a blog, which is fairly new, but I provide recent information, discuss products that are available for use by, you know, people mm-hmm. who have incontinence. And I also do a lot of reviewing of research and distill the research down so the layperson can actually benefit from it. Sometimes they get confused
about
the way we write scientifically.
So, and that's all available at thebladdercure.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of time for today, Karen. Karen Sebastian joining us today on PT Talker, an example of a physical therapist who saw a need and decided to not only continue to treat patients but to develop a product that could be sold commercially. Want to congratulate you that on that, Karen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and again, thank you for joining us today. Thank you also to all of our listeners out there who continue to help grow our listener base by telling all of your friends, hey, this is the place where you can come for PT expertise on a weekly basis right here at pttalker.com. And should you want to review other experts that have been on our show, you can certainly go to pttalker.com or go to iTunes, where all of our previous episodes are available. Well, this is Jeff Worrell saying thank you for listening. Hope this was helpful, and please don't forget to join us next week when our special guest will be Chichuka Nwamika, an expert many of you may have heard of him, well known in the world of laser therapy. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.